You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As part of RNIB's 150th anniversary celebrations, RNIB launched the Community Garden at the RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. Not only did the Sensory Garden celebrate the community of more than 2 million people living with sight loss here in the UK, but it also won the prestigious People's Choice Award. To discuss the win and how important the Sensory Garden could be for the legacy of RNIB is Martin Wingfield from the charity and blind gardener Kevin Smith. Chaps, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Terrific, mate, thank you.
It's great to have you on the show. First of all, Martin, tell us why creating the garden was an important part of the 150th anniversary celebrations.
Sure. So what it managed to do was really involve our all-important community with the garden design, and the creation of the garden was for the community and by the community. And the really nice thing is it will live on one of our properties, so it will still be around for the blind and partially sighted community to enjoy.
Absolutely. And Kevin, you are part of that community. Take us through the experience of being in the Sensory Garden at the RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show.
Oh, it was fab, mate. Steve designed a wonderful garden. And the nice thing was we were talking and he said he'd taken points from everybody. Because what you find with a lot of sensory gardens, they've got a waterfall and they've got some whiffly stuff and something that smells a bit nice. But you think, now, where do I go here? What do I do here? But this sort of took you into the garden and you could sit down and just enjoy all of it. I can't really explain that better than that, but it's even things like walking along the path there. There was a little ridge for my cane, so I didn't veer off into the plants. And I felt welcome in it. You know, sometimes you feel like, you know when you go to a museum and you mustn't touch? Well, some sensory gardens are a bit like that. You know, you've got the smells and that, but you think, oh, no, I better just stand still and see if someone says, come along here. But this was inviting and homely, and I'm so pleased it won the People's Award. It was just wonderful. It was beautiful. There's some lovely plants in there and all, really like fennel. There's one I'd not heard of and I've completely forgotten the name, something like Tormentosa or something like that. And it felt like lamb's ears, all soft and lovely, but it smelt of lemon. Ah, it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Just as an aside, Steve the gardener, we worked out, he used to pour me pints in Mitcham in about 1982 or 3.
Bringing people together. Excellent.
Well, it's a community garden, isn't it? Community garden.
It sounds incredibly well considered, Martin, as Kevin mentioned a couple of things there, just like the ridges that made walking with a cane easier. How important was it for RNIB to make sure all these features were part of the community garden?
I mean, absolutely vital. I mean, it was a garden that everyone can enjoy, no matter how they see. Some of the things that we heard time and time again was how inclusive it was, how interesting it was, how varied. And also, I think the reason why it won the People's Choice Award is that people could actually go into the garden and walk right the way through, smell the smells and feel the really, really tactile plants. You know, some of the soft grasses and the lamb's ear that Kevin mentioned. It was really a garden that people could get involved in and enjoy up close and personal.
It definitely sounds like something that you were a big fan of, Kevin. And for those who couldn't attend, you've mentioned a few things before, but what set the RNIB Community Garden apart from the other arrangements at the Flower Show?
Well, for me, it was just the welcome. You felt... it's not safe, but you know what I mean? You felt you could move about in it. You felt, I've got a tiny bit of vision, so I'm lucky. But if you've got no vision at all, absolutely safe. Everything geared towards proper blind people, not someone thinking, oh, this is what blind people want. So obviously someone's listened hard to the group that helped formulate it. And I hear that it's moving on to, is it Swale House, I think? With a bit,
yes,
of
that's right.
With a bit of, like, they're very lucky people because that's going to be a lovely place to sit of an evening, isn't it? they've got these wonderful screens up as well. I'm not sure who did those, but it shows various eye conditions. And I don't see much, but a couple of them, I was able to say, look, that's how it is for me. Mm. And that was one of the best things as well. You know, you just think, hey, look, I can't explain it, but look at that. And that's nearly what I've got.
so that was a very important message from the charity to the wider general public, in that there are all of these sight conditions. And we had four of the main sight conditions represented, for example, age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, diabetic eye disease, and also glaucoma. So one of the messages was that this is how our community would see a garden, and that total blindness is relatively unusual. We know that's around 7% of registered blind and partially sighted people. So really talking about the spectrum of sight loss was a really, really key message that we wanted to get across using the garden.
And Kevin, did you think that the RNIB, with their grand aims of the community garden, got these messages of awareness raising and inclusivity across with their award-winning garden?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think because Steve the designer, he wanted to sort of put something back, because he had an accident with a firework when he was younger, and he actually lost his sight, and he was sitting with his missus on holiday and said, "I want to put something back." And that's where he got a lot of his ideas from. So it's actually someone who suffered sight loss and talking properly to a group of people and actually listening, because a lot of people, they listen and go, yeah, I know best. But whoever, you know, he sat down and listened, and everything in there, oh, it was wonderful. And as I say, the nicest thing, gardens are lovely, but being able to just sit in a garden safely and with your friends talking, you know, I could see me sitting there, nice cup, chilled bottle of wine, no worries about falling over anything, no tripping anything, you know, and then just talking the night out. It was a lovely, beautiful, beautiful community garden.
Especially when the gardener himself is also the man pulling your pints at the pub there, Kevin.
Well, that would have been nice. Isn't it a small world, though? It's a tiny little... I thought, I know his accent, and we've just started yakking, and, oh, I come from here, And we both sort of come from Mitcham down in South London there. And it turns out the pub I used to use years ago, he was behind the bar.
So, Martin, Kevin's mentioned it a few times, and it seems incredibly important to him as someone who's partially sighted and enjoys the experience of being in a garden such as this. Tell us about the process of making sure everyone's ideas came together for this community garden.
Well, we had a radio phone in, where we also asked our community to make suggestions via email. Key members of the project team had sight loss, and really we were continually talking to the likes of Kevin and other keen gardeners that we knew of about what people really wanted to experience in a sensory garden. We were delighted with the feedback on the day. So there's lots of brilliant conversations with people with sight loss about what makes the best kind of garden.
Absolutely fantastic news is that the garden won the prestigious People's Choice Award at the RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show. Kevin, for you, is this award important?
Oh, yes, because people notice it more. And I think, I know it's daft, but if people don't realize, how do you describe it? I carry my white stick. I could probably get away without a white stick, but I carry it so people are aware that I'm blind. If people don't have that awareness, we've got to keep educating people about sight loss and about, an award like this brings it to people's attention. Oh, that's nice. Someone's done something for blind people and it works and it's good. And the more we can do that, the more we keep ourselves in the front line, as it were, of people's awareness, then the better life can get for the people that come in after us. You know, we can't sort of sit on our laurels and say, oh, we've done all this, we've done that. We've got to keep going and keep going and keep educating. And gardens like this will do.
Absolutely. Now, we should mention, Martin, that there was an oversight when voting for the sensory garden, which almost shone a spotlight on why there's more work to be done. But the website set up for voting was not fully accessible. Are these things that the RNIB still need to be fighting for?
Very much so. And we are in the process of arranging a meeting with RHS to talk to them about how we can help them make all of their websites completely accessible, as well as their physical spaces. So not just RHS, but all websites out there, or, you know, the vast majority anyway, could certainly benefit from our expertise in what makes websites accessible. So that's something that the team here will be picking up.
Well, it's a fantastic win, and long may events and experiences like this continue as our 150th celebrations go forward. And a massive congratulations to everyone involved in the RNIB Community Garden. Martin Wingfield and Kevin Smith, thank you so much for joining me today.
Welcome, mate.
Chris.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.